Thank you all for joining the Neo Brahmi Generation Final Call on 11th of May 2020. In the call, we have Udaya Atiyo Mahfuz Hasif, Mamun Muhammad Abdul Haq, Samiran Sushanta, and Pitinan. Over to you, Professor Udaya.
We welcome all of you. I mean, it's a very difficult time. I know each one of you must be finding it very difficult to keep working in the pace that you were actually following earlier before the lockdown, before the corona situation. But, you know, we cannot stop working. So thank you, ICANN, for taking this initiative to consider all the comments which have come so far. I understand there have been 9 comments from the public, and we will look at all those comments and we will find out what our answer to those comments will be. And I welcome each one of you. Please stay home, please stay safe. So can we start? Pitinan, you can take us to the comments one by one.
Okay, sure. So I will share my screen for the comment.
Yeah.
Okay, I hope you can see my screen. It should be big enough. Let's see.
Yes, yes. We can. I think everybody can see this.
Yeah, we can see that.
Thank
you. I can see that, yeah.
All right. So generally, after each script, after it ends of the public comments, we will generate the this similar report for each script to ensure that we capture all the comments. And also, what is the NBGP analysis, and then the conclusions. So I captured all 9 comments and prepared this into the templates as a draft so that you guys can see and finalize in this call. So first of all, we have received 9 comment submissions from this public comment, and I will go one by one. So for the first one, it came from the integration panel itself, from the IP. So the IP run the proposal of the LGR against the existing TLD, just to make sure that the solution is not crashing with the existing already delegated root TLD in the root zone. And they found that these 2 labels raised some question. So these are the CCTLD for IDN for India. It's Bharat, written in 2 versions of the RA. So it seems like the variation of 09B0 and 09F0 is currently both versions being used in the root zone. Right now in the proposal of NBGP proposed that these are variants, which is fine because it's addressed the security issues. But the disposition we propose is as the block, which it seems like the IP suggests that it should be allocatable. So the IP bring this to the attention to the communities and to see if there is any requirements to update the proposal. And that will be based on the usability considerations. Okay. So let me stop here first in case you have any immediate comments. Otherwise, I will go through the details that I prepared. Thank you.
Well, let me just mention here that apart from this comment from IP, there was also a comment from Professor Pavitra Sarkar, which is not really reflected here in the ICANN comments panel, but his comment was that for the medieval and ancient Bengali texts, some of those texts have both these versions of Ra appearing in the text. So therefore, eventually when we want to use this and refer to any of the old texts of Bangla, then we may need both the versions, 09B0 and 09F0. So this is another comment he had made, and then this was supported by Rajiv Chakravarti. So now we have IP saying this, and also Professor Pavitra Sarkar saying this. So let's look at the analysis of this, which rough analysis which Pithinan has prepared with my help, please. Pithinan.
Okay. Sorry, I think I saw Mamun hand earlier. Yes, Mamun, please.
Yeah, Mamun can.
Thank you very much. Thank you, everybody. Also, thanks, honorable IP members who picked this important point. First of all, I would like to express my position. As a speaker of Bangla language and linguist, I think case one is reflecting the real linguistic scenario. Both discussed, even case three, not case two. Both discussed character are both are not homograph. They do not create any confusion to the user. I think there is no possibility for phishing. Using this, nobody can create a phishing case because in Bangla we use. There is similar case in Bangla also without this. Raw and raw, Assamese raw and Bangla raw. In Bangla, there are similar case like Murdhunno Sho and Antosto O. The Assamese raw, we say petkata raw, and that means belly, a stroke in a belly. So we can use both use without any hesitation. They are clearly distinctive and distinguishable. I think
that's true. Mamun is perfectly all right in saying that they are clearly visible and clearly distinguishable. It is no question of confusion.
Yeah, yes, sir. I think, however, I'd like to add something more. The above discussed character, they could be allograph, and that means pronunciation is same, but looking or visibility is not same.
That's yes, you are right.
Even as Uday sir and Pavitra Sarkar sir says, historically they are same grapheme. So I support case one, and if there is a technical barrier behind case one, choose case three. It is also looking good and safe. But yes. Totally against
case two.
Two, because I'd like to add something against case two. Both are highly frequent in both Bangla and Assamese also.
Yes,
I'm not a speaker of Assamese. As a linguist, I belong Assamese also. I'm not against Assamese. I think...
You're perfect.
We should follow international standard. Yeah. Having the all
agreed.
Both are present in top position in corpus. After getting the mail, I just through a simple study, almost 11% word contain the character raw. It is unbelievable. All Bangla, I use a gold standard Bangla dictionary, which published from Poshchim Bangla Bangla Academy. It's standard and gold standard, especially highly acceptable dictionary here. At least 11% word are contained character raw. So blocking raw is not well a representation of the community properties. I think we should go with case one, either case three. That's it. That's from my end. Thanks everybody, and thanks IP also. Thank you.
Yeah, let's hear what is the analysis of this situation. Case one vis-a-vis case three, how would Pithinan like to present this?
Okay, then let me show another presentation I prepared. Because in here, I already addressed just the case three and two. Let's see. Okay. All right. So just a reminder, maybe we step back a little bit and just review the concept of variance. So for the variance, this means something that is the same, and they doesn't only limited to the homoglyphs. So if it looks the same, yes, that's one criteria to be variant. But also if it's meaning the same to the users and user can recognize them as the same thing and have a possibility for confusions, then the community can also consider them as variants. And then what happened if the code points become variants? Both of them will still can be used to generate a variable equally because both of them are usable. But it's just that once the code point is used to generate the labels, the variation of the same label using another version of code point, only that will be either blocked or allocatable. And that is visualized by this one. So for example, if we put two version of RA and make it a variance code point. So for example ones, like a company called Rajakumari wants to buy a TLD. And what happened is the first one used the Bangla RA without the belly line. The Rajakumari will be assigned to her if it's successful. And if these are variants, then another version of Rajakumari will be generated and could be assigned to her. Okay. Then later on, if someone wants to use another word, which is use the Ra as well, let's say it's the Raja. And this time this guy come from another communities and he wants to use this version as the original labels. It still can be used because this code point is free to use. It's just that the labels cannot be duplicated. It's the same way that if somebody registered Coca-Cola in English, then the next one couldn't register Coca-Cola, for example. So it's the same idea. If the word Raja is available, then this guy can apply for. And then the variance label of the Raja will be generated and perhaps blocked or allocatable to him. And this is just the first layer of it that we make it variants. So for this, it will help the rest of the communities who perhaps know both version of it and maybe can perceive them as the same to be able to be safe from the case that they want to go to one of the brand and then it's end up to the different person's website. And this is the mechanism of variance. So first of all, I just want to point out that even though there are variants, both code point can be used equally. It's just that cannot be repeated in the same labels. Okay. And then, so after we define the variants, then we need to also assign a disposition to it. And we have two options, the block and allocatable. Okay. For the block, it means that the only single version can be used. Even the first one who registered it cannot have the variation of the labels. And for allocatable, is that means that the variation of the label is generated and can be allocated to the first one. So it comes to this picture. So basically case one is, is the risk to the user who doesn't know that the website on the left and on the right are from a different brand, for example, because it could be perceived as the same. And of course, case two is nobody else can use one of the versions, which is the drawback is if this brand has the customer base both in SMEs community and Bangla community, then this lady wants to access to the website using the keyboard available in Bangla layout, then she might not be able to type the SMEs here. So this will be have some usability issues. Then for the case three, because we define them as variants, so we have reduced the risk of confusion to go to the same or look like the same labels, but end up in different places. it will always end up with this green guy's website. And the user using both type of keyboards can access. So that's where we are now. In the proposal, clearly, this also suggested by the IP that it should be variants. So case one is pretty much settled that this should be variants. But then case two and case three is the thing in question about this position. And I think so far in the meeting, I understand that we are supporting case three, which is in line with the IP suggestion and also other scholar suggestions. So let me stop here, and I see Atiya Han. Thank you.
Hello.
Yes, hello? We can hear you. Please go ahead.
I want to make a point here. Like, if this Bangla and Assamese are distinguishable in spellings or labels like Raja and Rajkumari, but if we have a label with Rafe and Rafula, like Orko or Pobitro, so won't we have any difficulty in distinguishing between the two rows of Bengali and Assamese? Will this have any point of confusion, or it will lead to fishing or those kind of issues if we have those in Rafe and Rafula? Oh, that's all.
Okay, thank you, Atiya. Would that address your question, Mamu? Why we are not going for the first case?
I assume that it's a security concern, the case one is. But you know, the case one is based representation of community, because we are comfortable with connecting with this similar grapheme. Even Assamese are feel comfort with this grapheme. So best case is using allow both grapheme. It's the best case, I think. And is there any technical barrier, then we can go to case three, but never to case two. This is my position, like before. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Then, okay, so, right. I guess actually another technical difficulties, as Atiya mentioned, I understand that these two versions can conjunct with another characters if it will transform to be the same final form. If Atiya, if you could type in the chat, that would be helpful. I couldn't do it on the fly right now because of I don't have the keyboard. And
yeah, done. It's done. I've written.
Okay.
Can I come in here?
Yes, please.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, please.
Okay. The problem with, case one and case three are practically the same. The only, and of course, it was our mistake to show it as case two, which IP rightly pointed out as a problem. The only problem with case one that I can anticipate is that two people, one from Assam and one from, say, Bangladesh, can register the same TLD with one with the Assamese raw, another with the Bangla raw. And then there may be some confusion about that. Whereas case three is telling us that if you are registering this as Raja with Assamese R, then automatically everybody in Bangla using Bangla raw also understands that this is the same website, Raja. Similarly, if somebody is registering it as with Bangla dotted raw, then everybody in Assam also understands that this is the same thing as the Assamese raw. Raja. So case 3 in a way allows us to have a business for this chap who is registering his website as Raja, both in Bengal, Assam, Tripura, Bangladesh, West Bengal, everywhere. So there is no problem in that way. So between option of case 1 and case 3, in that respect, case 3 is something which is safe. This is my suggestion. Of course, others may agree or disagree, but please, since as Mamoon rightly said, that both case 1 and case 3 are fine. So only problem with case 1 is that issue. That we should not be allowing two different people to register, one of them registering the same name with Bengali Ra, another with same name with Assamese Ra. That is the issue. Over to you, Prithiran.
Thank you, Uday sir. We are, you know, we are linguists. As a parallelly, we are concerned about technology. So we know the technological risk. We call here is security issue. So obviously, I agree with you totally. Best case is case 1, but safer is case 3, as I mentioned before. And I agree with you. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, from the safety angle, case 3 is safe. Yeah.
Yes, thank you. I just trying to capture the conversation. I see. So I'm capturing linguistically because one is the preferable. Let's see. But however, technical limitation and security issues define them as variants and decide to update the disposition code point, this and this, to be allocatable, because these two code points are being used equally. And so we will update the proposal accordingly. Would this be a proper note?
Yeah, we'll have to update the proposal accordingly.
Okay. All right. So if this is done, then I'll go back to the note also. Sorry, I didn't share the screen I was talking to. Okay, let me see. Okay, so I updated the NBGP conclusion here. Just repeating what I just shared. So linguistically, case one is preferable. However, the technical limitation and security issues, the NBGP defined them as variants. And then, however, because of usabilities, then the disposition should be allocatable as case three, just to be clear.
Yeah.
And these two, then that is because these two code points are being used equally. And for that, and LGR proposal will be updated because now we are at case two. Yes. Okay. So I'll delete this. All right. Any final comment before we move on to the next one?
I think this is fine. We can go to the next point.
Okay, thank you.
This is also fine from my end. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you. All right, number two. This is from View Group, Vernacular Internet Ecosystem Working Group. Basically, so the View Group taken its member input, which is consists of academia and industry, and also social organizations. And the response received in the favor of proposal. So they don't see any problem with the proposal. So that's the comment. So I just note that the NBGP acknowledges the comment. Sorry, Sushanta, would you like to come in?
Right, I mean, this is what was our the members feeling. They have gone through and not any substantial change that is. They want to roll it out first so that at least people start using it, and then something comes later that can be taken up. But as it's current form, it is okay.
Okay, thank you. So I noted that there's no requirements to update the proposal. All right. Okay, so I'll move on to the next one. Number three, from Ramonjesi Mojafi. The person requests for more information, and this is just one line in the public comment platform. So I noted that MBGP acknowledged, and earlier when I received the comment, I can already share the information about the Root Zone LGR project back to Mojafi and ask if he has further comments or questions. He hasn't come back to us, so I guess we can also close the comment. Is there any thoughts on this?
Yes, I think it's all right. Since he has not got back.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Then number four, this is from Asharu Haq Chaudhary. He mentioned this is a great news for Bangla speaking people. And he posed the question around how to become, he posed two questions mainly, who is the one who controls the zone file of the Bangla TLDs and how to create or apply the Bangla TLDs. So this one, similar to the previous case, asking for more information. So after we received the comments, we share back the information around the TLD registration for the next round. So we not really directly about the Root Zone LGR project, but we share those information about how to apply for the TLDs, which is now not finalized yet, but is on working under process for the subsequent round. Okay, and then so we note that there is no action required for the proposal. So let me move on to number five. Number five from Russell Hassan, he or she just mentioned that the Bangla domains are needed. And so no further comments. So I just know that BGP acknowledged the comment and no more requirements to update the proposal. Okay. All right. And then number six, this from Marufa Akhtar. I understand that he might be the expert that Bangladeshi community helped reaching out, and very thankful for that. So he commented that these characters that we have been discussed should be depicted in the same way as Ra. And he also notes that he happy to see the terms Bangla use and Taka use instead of Bengali and Bangla Taka. So for this point, I basically just repeat our text in the proposal that is relevant to this part to explain why this code point has to be as in the design. And mainly it's because of it was enforced by the protocol, which is not what in the LGR can do. And following explanation, this is still a workaround solution based on the standard. And also, I add a note that as it's look on the screen, all three characters looks like the atomic Ra. This is as suggested by Professor Udaya. So this is the draft response. And I guess I stop here.
Fitting on one change. In the comment portion, I think you just make it she is happy to know. Manufa Akhtar, she.
Okay.
Rest is fine.
Yes. So, okay. Any further comments on this?
Oh, this is something which we have discussed so many times. So same comment.
Sure. And then the last page. So number seven from Labono Ahmed. Similar to the previous one, mentioning about the three characters should be used the same way. not be separated. And also thanks MBGP to refer to Bengali as Bangla. So because it's the same thing, I just put that the MBGP acknowledge the comments and also please see analysis in the comment number 6. Okay.
Here also, I think it should be she. She thanks the MBGP.
Thanks. Okay, thank you. All right, next one from Misanur Rahman Khan. He mentioned that Bangla is considered one of the most richest languages. And I hope it's he this time, or if it's she, please let me know. He is a big... Okay, thank you. I wasn't a good guesser. Sorry, I think we have Abhijit's hand. Abhijit, would you like to make a comment?
Yes. Hi, sorry, this is Abhijit. I'm sorry, I was a little late. Vis-a-vis comment 6, the review comment 6, I just wanted to double check one thing. The Marufa, the comment number 5, in fact. Can you hear me clearly?
Yeah.
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay.
Number 5.
So when you say that, if you see the first paragraph in the on page number 3.
Sorry, maybe right. this version is a little bit updated from the email.
Okay.
Can you refer by name?
Okay. Yeah. No. This is by Russell Hassan. This is comment number 5.
Uh huh. Yes.
Right. I would just like to refer to that point about the nukta part. We dealt with that comfortably, right? There is no concern over the nukta problem, right? So that is definitive, right? So we don't have a problem with that.
Yeah, that is something which we agreed to finally.
Right.
Point, Abhijit, about Russell Hassan's comment is that Russell Hassan notes that Bangla domains are needed. That's all. There's nothing more. I mean, it's fine. We all agree that they are needed. The main point started coming from number 6, comment number 6, Maruf Arta. And to that, we have quoted whatever we finally agreed and we wrote in our proposal, GR proposal. And that we quoted and we reminded. And as far as number 7 is concerned, we are saying that what you're saying is fine, but please look at the comments we have already given in number 6. So that fine. We have only added.
Right. So I just wanted to double check on that. Sorry for disturbing. Please proceed.
Now we can go to number 8. We were on number 8. Misanur Rahman Khan.
Okay.
Yeah. He's saying Bangla is considered to be one of the world's richest languages. He's happy to learn that the domain names will be available in the Bangla language.
Yes, and he also comments that it should be used in the domain name exactly the same way they are used otherwise.
So yes, sure. We are true. We agree.
Yeah. So the MBGP acknowledge and also invite to see comment number 6. Also, okay, number 9 from Hanif Mia. Similar comments about the 3 characters that they should be used in the way they are normally done in the system of Bangla alphabets. So it's the same feedback.
The same answer. Yeah.
Number 6. And that's the end, the total of 9 comments received.
Pitinan, will you tell us what happens after this?
So for after this, we will need to update, first of all, we need to update
these
the
replies.
Proposal.
One is abridging the proposal. Second is these replies are posted on the web, right? I can
yes.
Website.
Yes.
And then we have some more
and
time.
Then this will be integrated into the Ruson LGR next version. So now it's version 3.
Okay.
And it has all the MBGP scripts except the Bangla for now. So in version 4, it will have all the MBGP scripts. And after it's integrated, the LGR4 itself will be out for public comment as well, another round. And when it's done, this will be like the reference point, but not really in use yet. It will become into play when the subsequent round is open. So for the next round of the GTLD applications is open, then all the applying string has to be validated by these rules to ensure that the string is properly used as suggested by the communities. So it's still
IP comment. Will there be any other round of IP comments?
I don't think so, to be honest. I cannot be 100% sure because it's up to the IP. But from what I understand, it should be final.
Okay.
Okay, let me also show when all this is done, where is it posted? Give me a minute.
Yeah.
Professor Singh sir, hi, this is Abhijit.
Yes, how are you?
So I just wanted, I'm well sir, how are you? So I just wanted to ask you once again, in the context of the Nukta, especially in the usage both in West Bengal and in East Bengal, and let's say in Tripura, it is not just a semantic specification, right? That the Nukta is essential to the
No. It's only purely technical, and as we said that we have this is one stage at a time. So we are trying to resolve this issue so that we don't lag behind. But at the same time, as Mamoon and I both have earlier agreed, we will not stop here. We will go further, and we will come back to this point before the Unicode later on, once again. But that will take time.
Yes, because you know that is my sole thing. You know, in terms of usability, what we really need to focus is not just the technical aspect, but also the usability aspect. You know, so having sure. to teach the Nukta as a putkey, as you know, so something that is alien to sure. the script itself.
Sure.
Sorry.
Sure.
Yeah.
I
thanks.
Agree. Fully.
Thank you.
So here it is being posted, right?
Yes. So this is where it posted. I copied this to the chat as well. Basically, all the finished set will be post the proposal, which is the XML, the document here, and the test level. And also because the Bangla now is in the public comment.
Okay.
So we have this. But for the other, when they are finished, then they will have some status like integrated into the Ruson LGR. Okay, so I'll stop sharing and post the link in the chat. And I think we have Haseeb's hand.
Haseeb wants to say something.
Haseeb, sorry for interrupting. You're coming in quite faintly. Can you speak perhaps closer to the microphone? Thank you.
Okay. Is it clear now?
A bit better. Please go ahead. Thank you.
Okay. I'm thankful to Abhijit for this comment. But a bit correction. It's not a major one. Abhijit told that West Bengal, East Bengal, and Tripura.
Can't hear at all.
Sorry, Haseeb, it's very hard for us to hear. Perhaps can you type in the chat your comment?
Okay. I'm coming back for changing my microphone. Okay.
So while we are waiting, just as a next step wise, I will finalize this document and share with everyone. And after that, perhaps 1 or 2 days, I will update the LGR proposal accordingly with the mark track change. So you can see where is the change. And I would need the confirmation from the NBGP before I can move forward to post it.
Sure.
Would that be the plan? Okay, thank you.
That's fine, Pritina.
Okay. Mamun, would you like to come in? See your hand, thanks.
Could you please go to the case 3 picture? So I have a childish question just for removing the confusion. Yeah, thank you. But that means the Raja of Assamese Raja get priority or Bangla Raw is not getting the priority? Is there any priority behind?
No.
Interchangeable?
Mamun, this is interchangeable.
Okay, that means, thank you. That's what childish confusion.
No, it could have been shown the other way also, doesn't matter.
I'm sorry, this is Abhijit. Oh God. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, because the screen, it's a little difficult for me to follow the smaller thing. I just wanted to, in terms of interchangeability, sir, and Pithinan, is it absolutely necessary that the Assamese and Bengali code set be combined in this way? Because I think that the concept of interchangeability is a little risky from a technical usability standpoint, because except for those who want to deceive, you know, whose purpose is to deceive others, users of Bengali and Assamese will almost never use those two characters interchangeably.
Yeah, I mean, Abhijit, can I just come in and tell you?
Yes, sir, please, sorry.
You missed out the earlier discussion.
Yes, I understand that.
Mamun had pointed out very clearly that these two are never to be confused. I mean, nobody, whether belonging to Assamese or belonging to Bangla speech community, nobody will be confusing these two. That is point one. Point two is Pavitra Sarkar wrote an email to NBGP saying that for the medieval and ancient Bengali texts, both these characters are used interchangeably. So we will require both these characters for some future generation of interesting ideas. So therefore, we will have to keep both. So taking all these things together and considering that case one is preferable for all of us, but there's a technical limitation and security issue, case three we are favoring, because case three, you can either have Raja as Bangla Raja, and then Assamese fellows will also link it up with Bangla. In a sense, the basic point is that once you have given Raja.com or whatever in top level domain allotted to Bangla Raja, then another person from Assam cannot come up and say that I want to now have an Assamese Raja. You get my point? So they're referring to the same element. So that's the issue under case three. So I know there are security issues, and we, as I said, all of us agreed that case one would have been ideal, but considering that allocability has to be decided on, once we say that both are to be used, that's why we have gone for case three.
I accept that logic, sir. And, you know, just to make, I'm sorry, because we discussed this even a year and a half ago, to say that, you know, we need to be very careful never to use Assamese and Bengali interchangeably. We should, you know, because we've had this difficulty before. Nobody likes it when anybody in Bengal refers to anything in the, you know, script as Assamese or vice versa. Anybody in Assam would say that, you know, this is a Bengali script. So try and never use them, you know, in the same sentence, even, or in, you know, in pairings. So just to be careful of that. So when you say that they are, So when we say that they are, you know, variants, in that case, we have to be very careful that because it is there in ancient text and it is not yes. used anymore. Thanks a lot. Sorry for the trouble. Yeah, thanks. Sorry for the trouble.
I repeat for the Vijitha again that the, our best case was the case one, first one. So you know we are concerned about linguistic pattern and parallelly we are concerned about technological security risk issues. That is why we have to set a optimal value, optimal option. So we pick case three for better, the best case.
And yeah. And also Mamun Rajiv has also sent a message saying the same thing, that for medieval and ancient Bangla, we require case three.
Sorry, this is Abhijit. It is very essential, sir, you know, and I know this is a decision of discretion, you know, because what is ancient, and if there is going to be, you have to decide to balance between what is usable to prevent any spoofing and phishing, etc., and what is really the edge cases, which is, you know, it is a legitimate use case, but it is very, very, very rarely used. So that's a decision for experts to take, not for me. So you know, just to be careful of that point.
Sure, sure. Okay, Pitina, is there anything else?
I'll just check. No, it's everything from my side.
Okay, then we can thank everybody.
Yeah, thank you everyone. And I'm so sorry for joining late and, you know, giving you unnecessary problems. Sorry. And Pitina, I specifically want to thank you so much. You know, you have really, really done a lot of work in this, probably more than any of us. So I really want to express my gratitude to you. And Dr. Singh and sure. Somiran, of course. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, thank you all. And I want to extend the thanks from ICANN.org and everybody's to the hard work and a very lot of efforts to finalize thank the last much. Issues. So thank you very much.
Can I say something? Sorry to interrupt you. Am I clear?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Please.
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you. I'm very sorry for my microphone was not working properly. So I have a suggestion. Can I inform Unicode?
Please tell me. Asleep?
Yes.
Can't hear.
Can we suggest Unicode about our public comment?
Sure. Unicode will take note of this anyway, because there are some members from our IP who are overlapping with Unicode as well. So this will get to, they will get to know this anyway. And we will definitely, when we go to Unicode again, we will go with all these points anyway.
Okay, thank you. Thank
because
you,
these are all going to be for public documents.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Okay, could I stop recording, Professor Udaya?
Yes, thank you very much. Thanks to everybody. Bye-bye.